G'day. You're listening to The Misadventures of Beau Hogart and the Brilliant Blue-Eyed Woman. My name's Vic, plume.com. Chapter 9. Drugs are okay if you can't get them. Enjoy. I was driving on an undulating sponge cake covered in hundreds and thousands of sparkling sprinkles. A warm, red, tranquil mist surrounded my head like soft clouds shrouding Mount Fuji's peak at sunset. When I woke, the sound of an elephant's G-string breaking in F-sharp was accompanied by a runaway barbed wire fence that slammed through the front of the combi and out the back end. I pulled up and had a word with some alarmed milk producers about farm subsidies, but when I told them of my mission to get cornflakes, they lost interest and continued eating grass. Back on the open road, it became clear the same fence was hitching a ride on the back bumper. I adjusted the rear-world viewer and saw a blue-skinned alien staring back at me.
You suck, human.
It was me, and I wasn't anymore. Not only had I morphed into an alien, I was now in the rear world. I was alarmed. In fact, I was behind myself. I pressed down on the energy distribution lever situated under my foot, but couldn't escape myself.
Resistance is futile.
I was left to myself and had no choice but to face me. It was late, and although I didn't know why, I knew I was on an important mission that had an urgency I couldn't comprehend. I knew I had to get cornflakes, but there was more to it. Inspired by Russell Rangoon Guy, I lit up a shortbread finger and pondered my years of alcohol and tranquilizer abuse. Then, an elastic slow motion kaboom! There on the road, in the dark, the panel's instrumentally bluish light glowing from my luminescent blue skin. A large, thick wooden door was opening inside my mind. A door until now hidden behind a wall that was hidden behind many layers of paint and a large poster of Marilyn Monroe, itself hidden behind a forest of busy and distracting, unproductive thoughts. A heavy hardwood door, bolted and deadlocked, had become suddenly weightless, opening easily on beautifully engineered hinges. I didn't need to use my hands to open it. My mind was my hands, and the doorway widened in unison with my expanding consciousness, allowing a rush of knowledge and wisdom to flow in, through, and around me. It was showing me the real me within me. It was showing me I didn't need to keep self-medicating with alcohol and tranquilizers. It was showing me I could change and that anything was possible. It was all power of the mind, and no matter how much or what sort of abuse happened to me as a kid, by looking within, I could adapt and learn and grow and change. Slowly, but with definite forward steps, I could find internal success. By looking within, I'd finally learn to quench the thirst of my soul. And even if I failed and took some backward steps, I'd still find success because without failure, I'd have no mistakes to learn from. From here on, I would treat all and any failures as helpful stepping stones along my path toward success. I could now see that bad had to exist because without bad, good couldn't exist. I could beat my self-abuse, my self-sabotage, and my procrastination. I now realize they all stemmed from an instilled self-loathing. Fear was the opposite of love, and it had formed a self-harming habit. These revelations were astounding, filling me with an excitement and a hope to be realized. I'd run out of whiskey and tranquilizers, but I didn't care. The purple trip tax had given me newfound knowledge and wisdom, but with no more booze or chill pills, I estimated the come down would make World War II look like a Boy Scout jamboree, and I was okay with that. I'd become aware and emancipated from my factory farm, domesticated, indoctrinated self. I was now free and energized by the possibilities of the present and of the future now. In fact, the present was the future, flowing through my front world viewer, with the paper it was wrapped in discarded behind me into the past, a past that only existed when I thought about it in the present. It was on to Cornflagus to celebrate my newfound freedom by failing towards success. Yes, I was a blue-skinned alien and master of my own destiny. I could do no wrong. I swallowed two more purple peculiars and, like a rolling stone, Bob Dylan and I drove into the starry night sky. You have now reached the end of chapter 9.